State.
70 drawings from the British Museum's internationally renowned graphic collection have gone on display at the Ulster Museum. Lines of Thought, Drawing from Michelangelo to Now, examines the ways in which artists have used drawing from the 15th century up to today. And Richard Morgan has been to see the exhibition. What did you make of it, Richard?
Well, in a word, it was fascinating. This exhibition is quite a coup for the Ulster Museum. It's only one of three venues in the UK to put these drawings on display. It's not often you get the likes of Rembrandt, Picasso, Matisse and Michelangelo all under the one roof, and it really is quite impressive. The exhibition, it opened today, and I have to say there were quite a few people there already taking it all in and telling me how great it was that they could see all of this in Belfast. So I took a walk around myself, and the first piece that the head of art, Kim Mawinney, will tell us about is Michelangelo's Studies for the Last Judgment, which dates back to 1534.
This work in particular not only is so iconic as it depicts the Michelangelo trying to work out the figures that he uses on that massive wall in the Sistine Chapel, this huge painting, and you can see this anguished turmoil of bodies that are going to hell, and he is using drawing as his way and method to resolve the issues for that final painting. Drawing is something that is so natural to these masters. It was how they resolved, because you couldn't do huge drawings, and they used these small intimate sketches to resolve the issues of anatomy, so that when they did transfer them up to the massive paintings that you would see in the Sistine Chapel, he knew what way the bodies would react together.
So if you could describe what this is we're now looking at and who is behind it.
This is a beautiful loose sketch, but a design idea by the British artist Barbara Hepworth. She uses drawings to work out and resolve the issues that she may have with her final sculptural piece. This sketch is actually for the massive sculpture that she did for the John Lewis shop on Oxford Street, which people would be very familiar with as they're walking along in London.
The next drawing is an Asian elephant. It's a Rembrandt from about 1637. Looking at it, what do you take from it and what does it tell us?
In this beautiful representation of an elephant, there are some figures in the background, and with only a few lines or sketching marks on the page, Rembrandt gives you the whole atmosphere of these onlookers at this. You know, elephants would have been quite a spectacular animal for the public to see in Europe. So really you get this dramatic emphasis of the juxtaposition position of the figures with somewhat an image that's quite familiar to us now, but then it really was not something that the public would have seen.